Welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast, a place where faith meets daily living. Each day, we take a few moments to reflect on God's Word, gain spiritual insight, and receive encouragement to help you live victoriously. No matter what today brings, remember, God's wisdom and grace are here to carry you through.
Welcome once again to Winning Everyday Podcast, where God's Word empowers you to win every day, regardless of what life brings your way. Thank you for choosing to spend these few moments with me today. I pray that before this message ends, your heart will be strengthened, your faith renewed, and your desire to walk closely with God will become even deeper. Our topic today is living a life that pleases God. Our Bible text is from Hebrews chapter 11 verses 5 and 6, which reads, "By faith Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death. For before he was taken he had this testimony, that he pleased God. But without faith it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him." In an interview, former basketball coach John Wooden was asked how he measured success after decades of coaching and winning championships. His answer surprised many people. Coach Wooden said that success was never about trophies or applause. He defined success as peace of mind, which is a direct result of self-satisfaction in knowing you made the effort to become the best of which you are capable. That conviction shaped the way he coached, lived, and treated people throughout his life. Even after becoming one of the most celebrated coaches in sports history, he remained known for his humility, integrity, and consistency. That story reminds us of an important truth. The world measures success by recognition, influence, and achievements. God measures our lives differently. His greatest concern is not how famous we become, but whether our lives bring him pleasure. At the end of our journey, the greatest words we can ever hear are not, "You became successful," but, "Well done, good and faithful servant." Matthew 25 verse 21. One man in Scripture stands out because of a remarkable testimony. The Bible says that Enoch pleased God. It doesn't tell us he built a great city. It doesn't say he led a mighty army or became wealthy. His greatest achievement was simply this: he walked with God consistently. Genesis 5 tells us that Enoch walked with God for 300 years. That wasn't a Sunday relationship. It wasn't a relationship that depended on convenience. It was a daily fellowship. Living a life that pleases God begins with walking with him every day. God is not looking for perfect people. He is looking for hearts that sincerely seek him. Maybe you're listening today and life has become overwhelming. Your schedule is packed. There are bills to pay, deadlines to meet, family responsibilities, and personal battles that nobody knows about. I don't know what you're passing through today. Perhaps you've been so focused on surviving that you've neglected your relationship with God. Today, the Lord is gently inviting you back. He is saying, "Walk with me." Pleasing God is not about religious performance. It is about loving him enough to trust him, obey him, and remain faithful even when no one is watching. Romans 12 verse 1 encourages us to present our bodies as living sacrifices, holy and acceptable to God. In other words, our everyday choices become our worship. The words we speak, the honesty we show, the forgiveness we extend, the way we treat people, the decisions we make when nobody is watching, all these things matter to God. Hebrews tells us that without faith it is impossible to please him. Faith means choosing to believe God's promises even when circumstances seem to say otherwise. Faith says, "Lord, I trust you even though I cannot see the outcome." Faith obeys before understanding. Faith continues praying before seeing answers. And God delights in that kind of trust. Remember this: you don't have to impress everyone. Your assignment is to please the one who created you. When your life pleases God, He opens doors that no human being can shut. He gives peace that circumstances cannot steal. He guides your steps and establishes your path. Today, I declare over your life that your desire for God will become stronger than every distraction. Every appetite for compromise loses its grip over you in Jesus' name. May the Holy Spirit give you grace to walk faithfully with God every single day. As you choose obedience over convenience, may God distinguish your life for His glory. May your character speak louder than your achievements. May your private walk with God produce public testimonies. Your life shall become a beautiful fragrance that brings pleasure to the heart of your Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name. Time for reflection. Before you continue with your day, take a quiet moment and ask yourself, if God were to describe my life today, would He say that I am walking closely with Him, or have I allowed other things to take His place? Action steps for the day. 1. Begin your day by spending at least 10 quiet minutes with God before anything else. 2. Ask the Holy Spirit to reveal one area where your life needs greater obedience. 3. Intentionally choose one action today that reflects God's character, whether it's forgiving someone, showing kindness, speaking truth, or helping a person in need. 4. End your day by thanking God and asking Him to help you walk even closer with Him tomorrow. As we close, let's take our confession of faith for the day. Now, wherever you are, say this with me. My life belongs to God. I choose to walk with Him every day. My faith is growing stronger. I will live in obedience, integrity, and love. My decisions will honor God. My life will bring Him pleasure, and His favor will surround me. I will finish my race faithfully, and my testimony will glorify Jesus. In Jesus' name. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we appreciate You for Your word. Thank You for speaking to us. Today, we ask that You help us to live lives that truly please You. Strengthen us where we are weak. Give us grace to obey You even when it is difficult, and remind us daily that our greatest purpose is to walk closely with You. I pray for everyone listening today. Let Your wisdom guide every decision they make. Protect them and their families. Open doors of favor. Grant them peace in every situation. Provide for every need, and let Your presence go with them throughout this day. May their lives become living testimonies of Your goodness and grace. Thank You for answering our prayers. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Winning Everyday Podcast. If today's message encouraged you, please share it with your family, friends, and loved ones. Someone you know may need this exact word today. Until next time, keep walking with God, keep trusting His promises, and keep winning every day. God bless you.
You're tuned into the Winning Everyday Podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise.